Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the latest news on Sunday the 9th of July 2023. News.
Nouvelle.
Nouvelle.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This week there are new language pages about Kaffa, a North Omotic language spoken in the Kaffa zone in the southwest of Ethiopia. Shushashishashem, a Coast Salishan language spoken in the southwest of British Columbia in Canada, and Nooksack, a Coast Salishan language spoken in the northwest of Washington State in the USA. There are new numbers pages in Sinti Romani, a Romani language spoken in Germany, France, Austria, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Italy. Welsh Romani, a Romani language that was spoken in Wales until about 1968. Finnish Kalo, a northwestern Romani language spoken mainly in Finland and Sweden, and Kalo, a mixed Iberian Romani language spoken in Brazil, Spain, France, Portugal, and Colombia. On the Omniglot blog, there's a post called Moon's Ear about the names for the at symbol in various languages, and there's the usual language quiz. See if we can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken mainly on one small island in the South Pacific. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Hilmari, a Uralic language spoken mainly in the Mariel Republic in the Russian Federation. There are new Keltiadir posts this week about words for spears and javelins and the number 10 and related things in Celtic languages. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast this week, we find out how words for spears and related things in Celtic languages are related to words for arrows and scepters in Basque and Armenian. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.